Senate passes bill shielding Pentagon's K-12 schools from transgenderism. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 19, 2024. The Senate passed an annual defense bill Wednesday that includes a provision prohibiting military children in the Pentagon's K-12 schools from receiving sex-mutilating drugs or procedures. In an 85-15 vote, the Senate passed the $895.2 billion National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, with three Republicans voting against and 10 Democrats voting against it, and one independent senator voting against the bill, according to Craig Kaplan, a Capitol Hill producer with C-SPAN. The NDAA's passage in the Senate comes after the House voted 281-140 to pass the NDAA. Breitbart News's Catherine Hamilton previously reported. The provision of the 1,800-page National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, prohibits coverage under TRICARE, a health care program for service members, for certain medical procedures for children that could result in sterilization, affirming hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and other medical interventions for the treatment of gender dysphoria that could result in sterilization may not be provided to a child under the age of 18, the bill reads. Prior to the Senate passing the bill, several Democrats such as Senators Tammy Baldwin, D.Y., Ed Markey, D.M.A., Cory Booker, D.N.J., Dick Durbin, D.Eal, Andy Kim, D.N.J., and John Fetterman, D.P.A., had tried to introduce an amendment that would remove language that would strip away service members' parental rights to access medically necessary health care for their transgender children. CNN reported that the push for the amendment to the NDAA had been unsuccessful. The brave men and women in uniform who serve our nation at home and abroad deserve to know that our country fully supports them as they and their families sacrifice to defend our country, Senator Tammy Duckworth, D.Eal, said in a statement. While I do not support every provision in this bipartisan compromise, including MAGA Republicans' abysmal prohibition of gender-affirming care coverage for our military families, this bill includes a well-deserved and substantial pay raise for our troops and several of my provisions to support our troops and military families, improve readiness and enhance strategic partnerships.